Real talk. It's the BJ Murphy Show.
You're listening to the 20 Minute Morning Show, a recap of some of the highlights from the show. Today is March 6th, 2023. So one thing we know about Chris Rock, he is a comic genius to me. This guy waited a whole year to talk about the slap between him and Will Smith. And he did it during his Netflix special called Selective Outrage. I thought it was brilliant.
You know what people say? They always say, words hurt. Anybody that says words hurt has never been punched in the face.
You thought it was brilliant?
I think Chris Rock is brilliant. You know,
it made me double down. Instead of Will Smith slapping him, he should have punched him.
Why do you say that?
Because of who Chris Rock is as a person, but, you know, go off. Go ahead.
I mean, well, Chris Rock is a brilliant comedian. You know what I'm saying? He puts things together.
What makes him brilliant?
I mean, he says things that people are thinking. He says it out loud. He says it with conviction. And a lot of the stuff is true. Truth is comedy, right? So I like what he was talking about with Meghan Markle. Mm-hmm. And Meghan Markle didn't know that the royal family was racist. He said, you didn't Google that. He said, they the OGs of racism. I mean, but everybody knows that.
Yeah, it sound like some regurgitated social media comments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was good, though. It's good comedy, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So what else did you like?
Let's see. I like what he said about, well, I didn't particularly like this when he was talking about Jada messing around with their son's best friend. That was a low dig. And, you know, he really went there to hurt Will and Jada verbally. So
he's still attacking Jada, and Jada hasn't said one word to him or about him or against him.
Yeah.
And he's still attacking her. I don't get it. You know,
that's kind of crazy.
Because it is, you know.
Will Smith had unapologized that man like 3-4 times, right? Every chance he get a chance, he is apologizing.
Chris, I apologize to you. My behavior was unacceptable.
But Chris is not having it.
You know, I understand that he was upset that he got slapped and humiliated. You know, I felt sorry for Chris Rock as well. But Chris Rock is a vintage Uncle Tom.
Wow.
He really is.
Wow.
And some of the things that Chris Rock said, the way he attacked Jada Pinkett. And then I think he said something about, you know, Will Smith slapping him, you know, after everybody called him a B, after, you know, about what Jada had did to him. First of all, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett were separated, so she didn't cheat on him, you know, and that's their business. And then, you know what I'm saying? And then he said that, you know, Will Smith, everyone was calling him a B about Jada having that other man. And this person said this and this person said that, but I'm the one he wants to attack.
But we all been cheated on. Everybody in here have been cheated on. None of us have ever been interviewed by the person that cheated on us on television. She hurt him way more than he hurt me. Okay? Okay?
Mr. Show Performer. How do you think Will Smith is going to respond to this?
I don't think he's going to say anything else because he already slapped you and humiliated you on TV.
Right.
So what else should he do to you? You know what I'm saying? I think Will Smith feels horrible about it, but now I think he's kind of feeling justified about what he did to Chris Rock, because you get on stage and just call somebody's wife a B.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of mess is that?
Even though I said Chris Rock is a comic genius, but what you just said kind of diminishes what I was thinking. And you were right, because I didn't even put that together about, again, here he is. He's even going lower than he did on stage at the Oscars, digging at Jada again. So, yeah, I mean, if Will Smith slapped him again, I think he's more justified now than he was the first time.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's awful. He's a bit colorist. The comparison he did with a Draymond Green baby and a Stephen Curry baby. And then he goes to say that baby dark. If he's like a Draymond Green baby, he made dark skin undesirable.
No, Brent, they're so racist. They wanted to know how brown the baby was going to be. They're so racist. They wanted to know how brown the baby's going to be. I'm like, that's not racist. Cause even black people wanna know.
He's just a huge colorist. He's disgusting. In 2023, we're still making jokes about dark skin.
Wow.
Like,
yeah.
What the heck is wrong with you?
If y'all,
you know,
saw
what I'm saying?
If anybody saw that, what are y'all comments about it? Join the conversation at 888-370-9390. 888-370-9390. And you know, I know it's unusual for me to agree with Sean, but I kind of agree with her on this one, that Will Smith was justified and slapping him because of what Chris Rock is saying today.
I don't see how people could enjoy him.
So what's up with Ja Morant from the Memphis Grizzlies? He's about to blow this $200 million contract with the Memphis Grizzlies. And, you know, he was caught with a gun, dangling a gun on his IG Live page. And a lot of people just don't understand how Ja Morant has turned into this wannabe thug.
Mm-hmm.
And what I understand, he's been under investigation for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But he's about to lose everything.
Was he whooping tail before he got money?
He had to be. You know, they say when you get money, it only brings out more of who you really are.
Or does money make people inhumane?
Could be, Sean. I mean, you know.
Does money make people abusive? You know, you said something about he had a gun on Instagram. I'm not advocating for him, but is that illegal?
You're not a good example. What do you mean? He's not a good...
Is it illegal? I'm just asking you, is that illegal?
It's not illegal
in America.
It's not illegal.
This is a gun society. Okay, I'm just asking.
I would say it probably isn't illegal if you look at it from your point of view, but mm-hmm. Is it ethical? Is it ethical for an NBA player living in Memphis, Tennessee, with all the killing that they got going on there?
Right. I'm not advocating for it. I'm just asking you, is it legal?
I don't care.
I don't know. I just believe in some instances, money makes people inhumane. It turns them inhumane. Something happens to them. They become so abusive.
Right.
They feel they're invincible, that they can just mistreat anyone they come in contact with if they want.
Well, he's suspended.
That's just my observation.
Yeah, he's suspended right now, but I want him to be banned from the NBA for the rest of this year to send a message. I want him to lose this contract with Nike that he... Now, think about this.
You want him to lose his contract.
Absolutely, absolutely, because...
And who are you?
So Kyrie, he got the new Nike contract that they took from him. Kyrie was kicked off the Nike contract for telling the truth, and this guy is dangling guns on
IG Live. So you feel as if he took a contract from Kyrie, you don't think Nike has enough money to give both of them a contract?
Of course they do. But
okay,
Kyrie was punished for telling the truth. They're going to allow him to keep his contract dangling guns for young black men to emulate.
Right. I'm not an advocate for that. He shouldn't be doing that. He should get it under control. But to just say you want him to lose everything.
Yeah, take it.
Like, that's a stretch.
Yeah, take it. Let him learn a lesson for the rest of this year. And that'll make him do what's right. And I would make him go around talking to these young brothers in Memphis and all over the country, talking about, you know, hey, guns, man, don't play with guns. Don't do this. But he's only going to do that because they're calling him out now. And he's been doing it all year.
I just hope he gets it under control.
What kind of father does he have that his daddy come to the NBA games and, you know, they bought these big mansions. They live right beside each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the parents and the family members, they ain't going to say nothing to Ja Morant.
You just have a bunch of yes men surrounding you that just...
Yeah,
co-sign right. All your bad actions. You know, I just hope he can get it under control because he and his family need that money.
And they need
him. They need
it. Yeah, and they need him. They need him alive. And if I was the father, I would say suspend him for the rest of the year. Teach him a lesson about doing this stupid stuff because he's about to blow all of it. Teach him a lesson now so he won't have to learn something later. So the coach from Texas Tech was suspended because he used a scripture to a black player saying, slaves, obey your masters. And he's been having a hard time trying to get through to this player. So he used a scripture that was used back in slavery to try to keep black people in check. Slaves, obey your masters. Obey white folks, because we know better than you.
So he used a scripture out of the Bible. He took it out of context.
Right.
Because, you know, so, and you said that was the scripture they used to control slaves?
Yeah.
Well, they controlled slaves with whips and guns and shackles. That's how they controlled them before they even knew what a Bible was.
But when they taught them the scriptures, they got these black preachers from the slave community to teach that to their people so they would keep them in check. Slaves, obey your master. Don't steal your master's chickens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever the master tell you, your reward come from heaven.
You're just against the Bible. You know what I'm saying? And that was,
I believe that was written 2,000 years ago. I believe that. The King James Version of the Bible. Remember that now.
I understand that. It was translated.
That's the King James translation. And who was King James? We ain't going to get into all that. But I'm saying.
Right. We're not going to get into all that. But
the scriptures were used. The scriptures were used to keep the slaves in check. Now, we are the slave servants of God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There ain't nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being a slave for God since you've been a slave for white folks and they never got no benefit from being a slave. But being a slave for him is all right.
Well, 2,000 years ago, you know, I'm agreeing with you, BJ, but if I was just to look at it from another point of view, things were called differently 2,000 years ago. Today, you might call a slave an employee. You might call a boss a master. And everybody will say, and everybody says, well, just go to work and obey your boss. Just do what he says and get through the day.
So, Sean, we were talking about the coach from Texas Tech who said, slaves, obey your masters, to one of the players because he was trying to get him to understand his coaching style. And you should listen to me because I'm your boss. And I hate the word boss. I hate when black people refer to other people to me. That's my boss over there. That's my boss, man.
Well, BJ, did he say I'm your boss?
No, he said I'm your master. Slaves, obey your masters.
Right. He was just being a racist because he not a master and that player is not a slave.
Right. And I hate that black people, we use that in common terms, you know, like when we talk about, oh, that's my boss right there. I don't like that when people call, when you say that to me, you know, BJ's my boss. You know, no, I'm not.
You've never been my boss. who the heck boss are you? You ain't even the boss of your house. How the heck you boss me? What's wrong with you?
So, Sean, I was reading this article about how people don't use washcloths anymore when they take a shower. And I don't use washcloths anymore. I mean, I grew up when I was a child using a washcloth. I use it to wash my face. Let's be clear about that. But I'm not going to say I use it all the time. Sometimes you just get some warm water, get some soap, put it on, lather your face up and wash it like that. But you should use something, you know, like a washcloth or something like that. But I just got out of the habit of using a washcloth.
So you don't use a washcloth to wash the intimate parts of your body?
I mean, you just get that soap, squirt it in there, and then you wash yourself with your hands.
Do you wash your dishes with your hands when you don't put them in a dishwasher?
You know, I don't use a dish rag all the time. Sometimes if I'm just using it for myself, I'll get some soap, the dishwash detergent, and I'll run the spoon on it and I'll wash it with my hands. Should I use, is this, and am I getting it clean?
So anyone who's eating dinner at BJ Pal, know the silverware is not clean. BJ, you are a filthy person.
Sean, I bet you there's a whole lot of people out there that don't use washcloths no more.
BJ, you don't use a cloth to wash your dishes?
I mean, if I'm just if I need to stir my coffee up, I see the spoon there, I put some dish detergent in my hand and then wash it with my hands like that. That's not being dirty.
So do you, you know, well, how do you wash other things? Do you like dust with your hand? Or no? Do you dust with your hand? Like what? Do you use?
Do I mop?
Do you go to the bathroom? Do you wipe yourself with your hand? Like, okay.
My son got a friend who hooked him up, and he got $400 worth of groceries for $150. He filled the refrigerator up with eggs, bread, sandwich meat, all kinds of stuff. We still eating these eggs. I eat about 5 eggs every day. He got so many eggs.
Dang, you got a big stomach.
I like boiled eggs. You like boiled eggs?
You got a big stomach. You eat 5 eggs? The heck?
No, don't.
Cow
what,
stomach.
What, boiled eggs? 5 boiled
eggs. You can eat 5 boiled eggs?
Yeah, anybody can eat 5 boiled eggs. That's not a lot of food. No, good way.
You can eat 5 boiled eggs?
I can eat 5 boiled eggs every day.
Oh, gracious.
I got to eat them. We got so many eggs in the refrigerator. I got to eat them. They're going to go bad. So I was surprised, like everybody else, that Bill Gates' daughter has a black boyfriend. The richest man in the world's daughter is dating a brother. And now these people, these racists are going off about, you know, Bill Gates' daughter having a black boyfriend. He goes to Stanford with her. He's 20 years old. Do you see anything unusual about the richest man in the world's daughter dating a black dude?
No.
I don't care where you go. This interracial thing is bigger than what we can even imagine, Sean.
It was like you were thinking that it was so strange, because what's so unusual now about a white woman and a black man? That's everywhere you go. I mean, that's social media. That's anything that you could think of. So I don't see anything unusual about that.
Right. But I'm saying, because it's a campaign, like all the commercials and every commercial that you see, I'm like, who, we didn't get the memo about this.
But you know what, BJ, majority of the commercials are white women and black men. They even had some commercial that had a white girl baby marrying a black baby boy. It's the erasure of the black woman,
right?
Because America is so threatened by the black woman,
yeah,
because of what the black woman womb produces.
So they did the exact opposite of what we were expecting, because after the Black Lives Matter, when Black Lives Matter, you know, that's back in 2020, then the onslaught of interracial commercials started airing on television to water all that stuff down.
BJ, they have always pushed the white woman and the black man. That is a fact. You know what I'm saying? They have always tried to push black women out of the equation.
But in every commercial, I mean, I'm telling you, people, after Black Lives Matter, that's what they started doing. It was a campaign they came up with. And every, I don't care what, if it was two gay people.
No, BJ, I saw it way before then.
No.
Maybe you're just catching up, but this has been happening. You know, they'll show a white couple. They'll show a white couple, man and a woman. And then they'll show a black man and a white woman. And then that's it. That's what's on rotation. And they do that to undermine the black woman. They want to erase the black woman out of the equation.
You're being rushed into the arms of white men. Because when you see these commercials now where the black people sitting at a dinner table and there's a white dude there as the daddy.
And then, I mean, think about the commercials, BJ. They always pick a black woman who doesn't have sex appeal.
Okay.
When, you know, it's always this image that they want to portray of a black woman when they show you a black woman.
Right.
Because they want to fool you and make you think that the black woman looks like this and the white woman looks like that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? When you think about it, think about the movie The Help.
Yeah.
Look, think about all the white women they had playing, and think about how the black women, how they made them look, because Viola Davis is a knockout.
Right.
But why did she look like that in The Help? Because it's that social programming.
Yeah.
Making you think that a black woman looks like this and a white woman looks like that. And it's a complete lie.
The 20 Minute Morning Show is a podcast production of BJ Murphy Media and UIN, Urban Internet News. The show is written and produced by BJ Murphy and executive producers Saber Robinson and Alexandria Davis. From our studios in Charlotte, North Carolina, our contributors are Sean, Sunday, AK, and Brooklyn Alexander. Check out more episodes on our website at 20minuteshow.com.